Hi, birth workers. This one's for you. In an ideal world, VBAC parents would be treated just like any other birthing parents. In today's world, most medical providers sadly don't fully support VBAC parents. However, 90% of parents with a prior cesarean are good candidates to attempt a VBAC. This is why we have created the Advanced VBAC Doula Certification Program. In this doula course, we share evidence-based data for you to educate your clients, teach you the tools on helping them how to process past fears and trauma, or helping them decide if VBAC is even right for them. You will feel better prepared to support them during this beautiful experience. All VBAC certified doulas are listed on our website so parents know who you are. To learn more, go to thevbaclink.com. Hello, women of strength. Happy New Year. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And let me just tell you, this is going to be a very special slash tender slash exciting episode. Like, so many emotions are coming in for me today, recording this episode for you. First of all, I just want you to know I love you, and I'm so excited for what we have to tell you today. I have the very special Lily and Paige on today's episode with me. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
You guys, Paige and Lily have been with us for quite a while now. Lily has been with us for three years?
2 years on this day that we were recording. I submitted my...
Oh, Dad, you told me this today.
My interview, yeah. It was really cute. I watched it and I was cringing. I don't know why you hired me, but here I am.
You don't know why I hired you?
I do.
What? Yes. Okay, it really feels like 3 years, but it has been two. You're right. You actually posted about it today on social media. 2 years, and I cannot believe that. Like, yeah, I cannot believe you just said you don't know why I hired you. You are incredible.
My video was really cringy. It was like, I am just like so in love with the VBAC thing. And I still am, so I guess it's still true.
Listen, I interviewed so many people that day. Well, actually for 2 days. So many incredible candidates. Like, we had so many incredible candidates. But yeah, it was very clear that you needed to be with us. And here you are today. And I'm so stinking excited. So stinking excited. And then Paige, I feel like Paige has been with us since the very beginning. Like, have you been here since 2018? I don't even know, you guys. It's been forever, obviously, 2 years, 2 years. Was it 2019 or was it before that or after that?
It's been a bit. So I officially joined the team October also, 2020.
It was 2020, so, 5 years. And I feel like 2019. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. Long time. October as well. Mm. October is a hot month, apparently. You guys, I love you so much. So, 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 so much. And I am excited that you're here with me today. We did co-host an episode back in 2025 at the very end of the year, and it was so much fun. So, yeah, can I just say it right now? I want to tell this beautiful community, our special announcement. It's been something that we have been holding so secret forever. It feels like forever. It's not really been that long, but like 5 months. So, you guys, as of next podcast, so next week, you will be hearing from the new hosts, co-hosts of the VBAC Link, and it is going to be Paige and Lily. And I cannot wait to see what you guys are going to do, to listen every single week to you guys bring these stories and these providers, and just, you're just going to be incredible. You guys are going to be incredible. So that is the special announcement. We're going to get to the intro and dive way more into how this decision came about and what you have to look forward to.
Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast. I am a VBAC after 2 C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional.
We said it! We said it out loud!
We said it!
I'm already getting teary.
I know.
Oh my gosh! We said it! You guys, I really have been so emotional this week in all the ways. Like, excited, but like also sad, but like, I don't know, just like super like energized. I was actually with Julie Frinkham today and talking about
and trying
it
on a pregnant belly, might I just
yes,
say.
Yes, I was.
Trying on.
You guys, the most random thing
Which
happened
I thought
to
was
me.
Real.
Yeah, I know. The most random thing happened to me today. So, fun fact, Lily is still going to be doing social media stuff because she's incredible. It's really kind of hard to track down pregnant people like all the time for content, but we want to bring on good content with pregnancy. So I found a pregnant belly at this random warehouse sale today with Julie that she drugged me to, and I just tried it on, and this lady like came over to me. We were like talking about shoes and being fancy purses but not being fancy, but wishing we were fancy but we're like sporty. And so we were like making that connection, and then she brings this thing over and she's like, check out this purse. And I was like, oh, that is a pregnant belly. And she's like, yeah. She's like, isn't this so funny? I was like, I need that. Like, can I have that? And she's like, you're so funny. And I was like, no, I'm dead serious. And I literally FaceTimed Lily at the very moment she was getting her hair done and was like, look what I found. I bought it. It's currently sitting on my dining room table and it's very interesting. But yeah, I was trying on a pregnant belly with Julie today and I was like telling her just kind of, you know, what's going on. And she was like, I'm so excited for you. But I understand, like, because she's been here too. She has been in this very spot where it's like this bitter end, but like also this joyful end. And anyway, it's just so many emotions. So thank you guys for holding space with me today. For me today, probably gonna cry. I have written a little letter to you guys, to the community, that I have been waking up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. One night was texting Paige, it was like almost 1 o'clock in the morning here. She's like, why are you not asleep? And I was like, I don't know, I just can't sleep. Like, my brain is just like thinking about all the things. And so anyway, so I wrote a letter that I will read in just a little bit to you guys. But I would like to take a moment, if you guys would not mind, and really talk about where you guys have been, what we've been doing with the VBAC Link, how and why the VBAC Link came into your lives. I know we've talked about it a little bit here and there on stories and podcasts, but if you wouldn't mind, let's dive into that a little bit more and then talk a little bit more about what's to come. Who wants to go first?
I vote Paige.
Okay. She was here first, I will say. So maybe she should go first.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. I found the VBAC Link podcast Actually, I was thinking about it. I don't even remember the first episode I listened to. I don't remember a specific point when I found the VBAC Link podcast. It was like life before it and life after it. I had my first CBAC. So my first VBAC attempt was in April 2018. And I believe the VBAC Link was founded about that time.
April 2018.
Yeah, yep. I think it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So
that's the one day that I did find remember. It.
Yeah, once I did find it, I think I put that together. I was like, ah, dang it, I wish I had that for my first VBAC baby prep. Anyway, I didn't get pregnant until 2 years after, but then I did find the VBAC Link, and it was in my ear multiple times a day, every day, all the time. And I was living in Germany, so there was a lot of driving in long country roads with a time zone difference when I couldn't call home, so I would put on the VBAC Link, I'd listen to Julie and Megan, and in my long drives to different birth locations, it was the first time I jumped into body work.
I would visualize my VBA2C podcast episode coming out one day and the title of what it would be, like VBA2C in Germany or something. Like, I was really nutty, and I had lots of voice memos on my phone, and then COVID happened and we suddenly uprooted to Colorado. And I remember being on a webinar with you and Julie, and I was so starstruck because it was you and Julie chatting in real time. And then took the course. Long story short, I did not get my VBA 2C, but after I did email the two of you, because it was lonely and isolating during COVID, asking if you could create a CBAC group, which you so graciously did, and I made virtual friends who turned into real friends who I still stay in contact with today. So healing. There were so many episodes where I just cried and sobbed, and there were a lot of moments when what you said about embracing CBAC moms really healed my heart, and I realized that the VBAC link was so much more to me than just helping women get a VBAC, because I had learned so much and I was so proud of the person, the proactive person I became through the journey, through following the things that you encourage women to do, taking charge of your birth journey. So then I wiggled my way into your team by transcribing for free, even though I'm no transcriber by any means. And you so graciously accepted me in that way, brought me into an admin on the CBAC community, and then once AI took my job transcribing.
Once AI took my job. Well, and you came in, like, brought, like, in a beautiful, like, CBAC episode with other CBAC moms. Do you remember that?
Yep. So there's an episode called What CBAC Moms Want You to Know. And there was a group of us together. That was such a beautiful episode.
Such a beautiful episode. Yeah.
And that was really healing. So we did that. And it's just been fun to see the VBAC link evolve over the years, embracing more of the CBAC community, birth after cesarean, becoming better in all different types of ways. Yeah. And then I have since and now publish the episodes behind the scenes, create the show notes. I help with the ad insertions, doing some of the audiogram reels that you see on socials. I work behind the scenes in the email inbox, and then also with the doula directory, some of those certifications. So some of the behind the scenes operations.
Yeah. Yeah. From transcribing to, like you said, AI taking over transcriptions, and then like a whole bunch of stuff thrown at you, and you're just like open arms, like, yes, I'll do it. And now being the co-host of the VBAC Link.
Well, I've learned so much. And what I really appreciate about you, Megan, specifically, and Lily and I talk about this a lot, is how you do not micromanage. You let us be free and creative.
Yes.
Which has helped me gain so many skills through learning how to use Canva, through learning how to use CapCut, all these things that I'm like, I'm just going to try to figure it out. And you support it. You're like, this is so great. You're such a cheerleader, such a fun boss to work for. And it's been a privilege.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been such an honor to have you on our team and get to know you and watch you walk, you know, your maternal assisted cesarean journey, like literally watch you walk through that and make changes in so many areas that you may not have made, you know, realize that you would have made change years and years ago back in 2020.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so then I guess personally with my own birth journey, it turned into my fourth baby becoming a maternal assisted cesarean. And then not only did I have Megan and Julie in my ears, but I had you on my Marco Polo as real friends, mm-hmm. encouraging me along the way. And then Julie came out and was here for my birth. We recorded my story on the podcast while she was here in Korea. So it's just been the most beautiful journey. And you are such a dear friend now that I'm so thankful.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, okay, Miss Lily. You're going to make me cry too?
I'll try. I won't say that I won't try not to. I'll just try. Oh, Gosh, Paige, your story is just so inspiring, and I just, like, love you as a human, and it's so fun to, like, just three women in, like, three, like, completely different spaces in the world that are, like, on a podcast right now. Like, what the heck? It's so crazy. So, yeah, I found the VBAC link. I had my first baby in 2022 after a couple of losses, and had a lot of hospital trauma, planned a birth center birth. You can hear all of this on my birth story episode. It's 379, I think. I don't know. It's something. All of our episodes are in the threes. I think Paige's is 357. So I planned a birth center birth, and my kiddo flipped breech when I was in labor, and I went into a C-section with a doctor that I had never met at a hospital I wasn't expecting to be at, a hospital that I had lost babies in, that I, like, never, ever wanted to step foot in again. And it was really traumatic. And I was hungry for VBAC stories. My doula was a VBAC mom, and it was, like, such a godsend that she was my doula, because I wanted that. I needed that. And I remember there was another doula at the center that was also a VBAC mom. And I was like, ooh, you tell me your birth story. And you tell me your birth story. And I was, like, Googling birth stories, and I was an avid birth podcast listener, and there was a lot of grief, I think, in this thing that I loved. Like, I love birth. I love it so much, and I loved it then, and I prepared really well and, like, was excited for birth, had a 44-hour unmedicated labor, and there was a lot of grief in hearing, like, first-time moms who just, like, had this beautiful birth story and this amazing home birth and this amazing birth center birth. And, like, now I can look at it with, like, a different heart and be like, wow, I'm really thrilled for you that it went well. Mm-hmm. And I think that all of us have our hard. It's really easy to compare, oh, well, why did my birth go like this and their birth went really well? I think we all experience hard in life. My hard was getting pregnant and having losses and my C-section. And that's not everybody's story, and that's okay. But I was hungry for those things, this, like, love that I had, and I couldn't listen to stories. I would just cry. And so I remember, like, searching VBAC podcast. Like, I only want VBAC stories. I can't handle listening to anything else. And that's when I found the VBAC link. And I can think about, I remember, like, the path that I walked on when I listened to my first episode, like, pushing my little baby in his stroller. Like, finally able to go on walks post C-section and just, like, sobbing through every single episode that I read because I read that I listened to because I felt so seen and it felt like people understood what I had gone through. I think so many times as VBAC moms, sometimes when we're, like, recalling our birth story, it's really hard to recall, like, what did it feel like to, like, cling to hope? And so my experience in, like, hearing from my doula and, like, other people that I had talked to in person was a lot of, like, oh, yeah, well, you'll just have a VBAC. It was not a lot of, like, holding space for the heart and the feelings and the processing. And I don't think it's any fault of theirs, but I needed a space like that. And that's what you and Julie created. I do think one of the first episodes I listened to, though, was Julie saying that she was no longer co-hosting the podcast.
Oh, really?
I do. I was like, oh, big news. What's this?
That big makes news. Sense because it was around then. Yeah.
So I listened and cried through every episode and then one day saw a job posting on Instagram and was like, okay, I had been doing social media management for, like, a small little med spa that, like, took a chance on me. We were coworkers and then she took a chance and let me manage her socials because I love the internet. And I had been posting about my own, like, lost journey and stuff like that. So I took a chance and applied and sent in this video. I think I was sitting actually right here in the video. And I was like, I don't know. I really love VBAC. I've not had a VBAC. I thought it was such a long shot that you would hire me. I was like, I'm not a VBAC mom yet. I'm not a doula. I just really love the internet. I like to talk. And then I remember one of my interviews with someone that's no longer on our team, but my son was being absolutely crazy. I, like, zipped him into our trampoline to keep him inside the trampoline while I was on this interview. And I was just watching him, like, over the top of my computer screen being like, please don't die. I hope that everything's okay. And I was like, for sure I didn't get it now because my kid was crazy. And then I just, like, learned, like, the heart of who you are, Megan, of, like, there's so much grace for motherhood and life. Mm-hmm. And I got the job, which was nuts, and started working here, which I felt like I knew nothing. And I remember the first week that Megan was like, you're going to do Q&A this week. And I was like, I'm supposed to answer these questions. I don't know the answer to these questions. And I've learned so much. I am a data nerd. And so I have like an entire note on my phone full of studies and research that I send to people a lot. And I've gotten to learn so much about being in the VBAC world. And then I got pregnant like 6 months into my job here. And so I told you guys that I was pregnant on a blog post that I submitted for Needed.
We were like, oh my gosh.
It was so fun. I like inserted a selfie with my pregnancy test at the very end of the blog and was like, I remember I emailed and I don't think you read it for a few days. And I was like, did anyone read this?
You're like, hello.
Because it was kind of big news. Yeah. So I planned my own VBAC while working here and had a VBAC in 2024, a hospital water birth. And it was just everything. And my midwife has been on the podcast and I'm obsessed with her. And yeah, it's been so fun to just do this work and to find community with other women, to like empower other women to feel so seen just like I did. Mm-hmm. And there's just like truly nothing better. I texted you today and was like, I'm sitting down to like make some posts and I just like my heart is so full that like I get to do this work and I just like, I can't believe it every single day that this is like what I get to do for a job. And in this, like, I just actually, a lot of people don't know this, but I just left my full-time job to do this and to be a doula full-time, which feels really special and not something that I think I would have pursued outside of my own birth experiences and hearing and learning from you. And so I just, it's such an honor to get to be here and to do this and to carry it forward. I like believe so deeply in this and in making birth after cesarean better. And I just think that there's nothing better I could think of to do with my time. So, yeah.
You know, you two really, truly remind me of Julie and I. Like, I know it's weird, but like really, like in your own ways, of course, like not exactly, but like, so when you're like, I'm a data nerd, like, and you retain the flipping numbers in your head. You retain them all. And I'm like same with Julie. Like, how do you do that? I can't remember dates and numbers. I do not know why. But like, I know them, but I don't remember them all the time, right? And like, that's something also I noticed about you. Like, it's like, you learn them and you retain them. And that's what I felt like Julie did not. I mean, she did amazing things, not just that, but like, she was so good at that. But you guys do, you're like these, you're just like, you're in the young doula stage and you've got young kids. Like, you're where we were when we started this. You remind me so much, both of you. And you have for so long. And when you tell me about, you know, the second interview and you're like so worried and everything. So I got the phone call right after the interview and I will never forget. I was in Mesquite and I was in a parking lot of a hotel and like took the phone call about to hear how it went. And it was like, she's it. And I was like, yeah, right. I told you, like, yep, she's it. And I was like, boom. So it was just like, it was instant. Like I knew it. And then like, I just needed her to know it too. And she did. And anyway, I cannot express to you guys how excited I am for you to be taking this spot, like, and honored that I get to pass the baton over to you both, because I know that Women of Strength, you are going to be so touched by these two ladies and filled with so much love and education and empowerment, because that's truly what you guys bring to the table among so many other things. So yeah, so thank you so much for being you and for being here and for filling this role.
Taking a quick break to share more about digestive enzymes. For years, I have had digestive issues. I was told to take a digestive enzyme, and so I went on Amazon, checked out a few products with honestly great reviews, and quickly bought one. I figured they couldn't all be different, right? Well, similar to other supplements like prenatal vitamins, I have learned after starting Needed's digestive enzymes that they are not all alike. My belly has had issues for years, so I decided to get into the doctor and get down to the bottom of things. The doctor asked me to bring all my supplements in, and she wanted to review everything and told me to throw out some things, but when it came to anything that I brought from Needed supplements, she said, hold on to these and keep up with them. She was so direct. I said, okay. So I threw out the old digestive enzymes and continued taking Needed's. You guys, I really wish I could explain the difference I have experienced in taking these digestive enzymes versus the others. It's truly so cool to see. The bloat, digestive noise, my gas, yes, I'm talking about gas, has truly improved. I can't thank Needed enough for creating such a high quality digestive enzyme that helps me get radically better digestion. No matter what state of life you are in, you can likely benefit from taking digestive enzymes. Grab your bottle today and get 20% off with code VBAC. Visit thisisneeded.com and get 20% off with code VBAC. Okay, let's get back into today's show. Okay, I do have a written thing, but I just don't want to be a blubbery mess, and I have a feeling.
I have a question for you.
Okay, yes.
To know, what was it like to start the VBAC Link with Julie? I listened to the first episode today and was just reflecting on, like, what that was like, and did you record all of your episodes first, and then you recorded that first? Like, what was that season like for you all, and as you think back to that?
Oh my gosh. It was crazy. It was so crazy. So when Julie suggested that we start a podcast, she acted like it was going to be the easiest thing ever. So I was like, I don't know. She was also, I'm a little bit more like, let's see. And she's like, let's just go for it, you know? And so she's like, we're going to do this. I'm going to edit it, blah, blah, blah. So we got started and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. This is a lot of work. And I just remember it being kind of stressful. So I had a young baby. I had two other kiddos. And I remember, like, being so nice, but, like, also very, like, stern. Like, mommy loves you, and I'm so happy that you want to come see me, but do not come near this door. You know, like, I am recording. Like, I just remember being, like, such a great, like, sweet little mom, and then, like, Rick, do not let them come by the door. If Webb is crying, you get him, you know, and, like, trying to time, like, breastfeeding with an episode and like navigating that and then navigating the new doula thing of like being called to a birth and like being in a car driving to a birth, recording an episode because you want to be part of the episode, but you're like literally driving to a birth. And then there was one episode that was like, it was like my lunch. Like I needed to step away and eat because I hadn't eaten for a long time from a birth and we had scheduled an episode. So I like tuned in from my phone at Chipotle, like on an episode, you know, it was chaotic. That is how I would probably describe it, is total chaos. That was before we got into the studio. And then our editor got us a really great connection and we stepped into a professional studio and it was phenomenal. But we also were gone till like 10, 11 p.m. recording. We'd start at like 6 and record until like 10, 10:30, be home by 11. Julie ran out of gas one time. It was freezing cold in the winter, you know, so it was like a different chaotic. But it was really cool at that point because we felt like we had made this huge jump from like recording in closets and cars and like restaurants on our doula breaks to like this big, amazing professional studio. And if you go back, you'll hear the audio change. It just is like a dramatic flip-flop. And then COVID happened. And that was another stressor. We were like, oh my gosh, we're losing our studio. Can we even continue the podcast? And we actually took a break, we took like a 10-month break, I think. Because there was so much going on. And we had like written the course and we were doing new updates on the course and then life was happening. And so having a podcast is incredible. It's so incredible, and it's such a great platform to, you know, let voices be heard and stories be shared and, you know, hold space, but it's also crazy. So that is how I would just chaotic. It was chaotic, but it was also so rewarding. It was really rewarding. Like, when we saw it, we were like, no one's even going to, like, download any of our episodes, probably. And then we got to, like, I think 100 downloads, and we were like, oh my gosh. People want to hear, like, people do really want to hear this. Like, 100 people want to hear this, you know? We were so excited, and now we're, like, over 1 million. You know, it's just, it's so crazy and so cool. But yeah, starting a podcast was a wild journey.
Well, here's some stats for you. 7 years, Megan, since you started. Yeah. At the time this podcast comes out, you have been a part of 444 episodes that you were either recorded or were part of scheduling it. 1.86 million lifetime downloads, which will be even more when this episode comes out. 680 trained VBAC doulas in the directory as of right now. 155 blogs full of free VBAC information. It's truly a legacy. It's amazing.
It's amazing. We have definitely put, there's a lot of work that has come into what we have today. And it's really cool to, like, to hear those numbers, like, think back and be like, we were so excited about 100, 100 downloads, you know? Or, like, I remember when the first doula, like, registered, we were like, oh my gosh, you know, and now we have this beautiful directory of women all over the world mm-hmm. changing people's VBAC journeys and yeah. CBAC journeys and helping them walk through this beautiful life, you know, through birth. And it's just so cool. It's really,
I mean,
so
you just
cool.
read through, like, the reviews and you, it's just crazy. It's so wild to think about how many people you've touched and just the stories that have been transformed, and you read every single one and it's just like, this changed my life, and you, like, truly changed ours. Like, truly.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of reviews, one of the surprises I have today to share, guess whose review I found from September 19th, 2022. None other than Miss Lily Nguyen.
Yay!
It says, I'm going to read it. It says, chicken soup for the C-section mom's soul. Cutest thing ever.
I remember this.
I do too. I remember. I remember making this spreadsheet, and the name Lily Nguyen, like, stuck out to me for some reason. I was like, that is so cute. Okay, it says, I cannot thank you enough for this podcast. I think I cry every single episode I listen to. It feels cathartic and somehow conversational and therapeutic to listen to. My birth center birth turned C-section when my son flipped breech in labor and presented meconium. Legally, we had to transfer, but no OB would attempt a breech delivery. So I was left devastated and knowing I wanted to be back at the center someday. This podcast has been healing and inspiring to listen to. Every time I feel anxious about the idea of a future birth, I come here and listen. I always leave encouraged. My son is only 4 months old. So I'm a long way from my future VBAC, but I cannot wait to get there someday and feel confident in my hopes to attempt one at the birth center. Thanks to you. And look what you did, Lily. You did it. And sweet Tilly is here. And she is the cutest.
I remember that, like, title so well, though. As soon as you said that, I was like, I literally remember this. I remember it so well. I didn't remember that it was you, to be honest, but I remembered that, like, title.
Isn't that funny that it's well, on Lily?
Yes!
Well, I have magical skills, too, and I have Paige's review of the
Talk
podcast. Okay, I can't read the whole title. It says, best birth podcast in all the, and it cuts off, so I'm guessing you said all the land or all the land? World or something like that.
Yeah, I did. It was.
Okay, it says, the VBAC link is the most empowering space on the internet. The birth prep content combined with the safe, beautiful sisterhood and support is truly unmatched anywhere else. I have prepped twice for a VBAC, once before the VBAC link existed, and others having podcasts in my ear multiple times a day, every day. during my pregnancy. The transformation I was able to have physically from doing the body work they recommended, as well as in my heart and soul, changed me forever. Julie and Megan become your virtual doulas. They hold space for your story and stay with you every step of the way. I can't express enough what a catalyst their podcast was in me finding strength, finding my voice, listening to my intuition, and having confidence, oh, I'm going to cry, to completely throw myself into a journey without a guaranteed outcome. I didn't get my VBAC or VBA2C, but the VBAC link gave me so much more than the natural birth I hoped for. Forever and ever grateful for these two women, for their hearts, for their mission, for the safe and uplifting community in a world that has never needed it more.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh my heck.
Still true.
So when Megan asked me if I would be the co-host, some of my first words were, Megan, how can I host the VBAC Link podcast if I've never had a VBAC myself? And I totally understand women of strength. Like, it's not something that you want to think about if you're prepping for a VBAC. And I assure you that I am a champion for your VBAC, and I want it for you just as badly as you do. And I'm cheering for you. But the fact that, like we said before, Megan embraces what I have to offer means everything. So thank you.
You have so much to offer that you don't even know yet. Like, really. You really do. This community needs you. They need you. They need you in a bigger light than you've even been in. Like, truly. They just don't know it yet. Because they're about to dive in and really get to know you guys.
Oh, thank you. Should we keep it rolling with one more surprise?
Yeah, sure, yes. Let's do it. You guys, I got surprised with cookies 20 minutes before we started recording this episode, too. Crumble delivered cookies to my door. It was so sweet and definitely a surprise.
So I love that you saw Julie today. We have a message for you from Julie. I don't know how the audio will come through, but just sit tight, sit back. She sent a little voice message for you.
Megan, I have been thinking for the last few days about what exactly to say in such a short amount of time to impress the significance of your presence in my life, not just for the VBAC link, but just overall in my life. And I've been putting this off until the very last minute because I just don't have the appropriate words to say to convey my feelings for you. So I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try and be brief, which we all know is not my strong suit. Megan, You light up my life. You light up my world. I still very vividly remember us meeting together at the Chocolate, me with my laptop and presentation about my plans and goals for Utah VBAC Link back when it was OG before we decided to go national and I guess even global. And not knowing you at the time, my spreadsheet and my PowerPoint was so ineffective to best communicate with you, but you were still on board and we had some great dessert. We made big plans and that whole journey has just been so wild ever since. I absolutely love the VBAC link. I love what it has grown into it since I left, although I'll never fully be gone. I'm gonna be around forever. I will force myself into it if I need to. Just kidding, obviously. But Paige and Lily and the other admins coming on and the beautiful thing that you have continued to create and evolve has just been so, 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 so incredible. You've taught me a lot of life lessons. I have grown because of you and with you, especially at the beginning when we butted heads quite a bit about figuring things out, but I'm so grateful that both of us were willing to hash it out, talk it out, work through it, and figure it out for the feedback link, which was just so much bigger than us. It was really, really cool to see it grow. I remember recording podcasts in our closets over the phone at the very beginning just so we could get a podcast out there. I remember what a crazy idea the podcast was and just how excited we were when people would message us that they found us and when people would recognize us. It is just the coolest thing to see how much the VBAC link has grown from that little dessert night at the chocolate to this big global organization with tens of thousands of followers and hundreds of podcast stories and hundreds of VBAC certified doulas and parents that have taken the course that we worked so long and hard on. And I just think it's amazing. I think you're amazing. You are so incredible. I am so grateful for you in my life. I am so grateful for your continued work in dedication and growing the VBAC link. I know it hasn't always been easy. In fact, a lot of times it's not easy. And sometimes the heaviness of what can come with this work seems like it outweighs the good. There have been some really hard moments and struggles, but you know what? We've made it through. You've made it through, and look at how big and beautiful this thing that we started and that you have continued to build has become. I've said this 500 million times, but you are so good for the birth world, and you are so good for me, and I love you. And I can't wait to keep having lunches with you and keeping up with our lives and going shopping and finding crazy things. And I love you. And you're incredible. And I've been excited to see your growth and your shift and all of the things that you're going to do, because I know that you are the kind of person that will keep doing bigger and better things to create good in your family, in your community, and the world. So thank you, Megan. Thank you for starting the VBAC link with me, for growing it with me, and for continuing to put your heart and soul into this incredible, incredible company. You are amazing. I love you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I didn't even know that she sent that. And she said nothing about that today as we were shopping for crazy things. Oh my gosh. I love her so much. And man, Julie, if you're listening right now, right back at you, girl. We have been through some really hard stuff and had to really figure each other out to even keep the VBAC link going, and have gone through some pretty big hurdles within the company, and it's been such an honor to have her by my side along the way. Even when she stepped away, she's always been there. Always. I could always call her, asking her how to log into something, or, you know, just she's always been there for me. So, man, I'm so grateful for her, too. So, love you back, Julie. Love you back. And yeah, she obviously remembers the recording in the closets and the hiding in the bedrooms and in the cars. And, you know, I didn't answer your question, Lily, but we would record once a week. And sometimes that was literally like the day before. We would record the day before.
So before you read your thing, do you want to tell the women of strength what you're going to continue to do with the VBAC link? That, like, you're not flying off into no man's land necessarily. You're not going to host anymore. But
yes, I'm still going to be here at, I guess, technically helping run the company. And I'm super still going to be here. I'm going to actually have meetings with Lily and Paige monthly so we can chat and brainstorm and continue to bring new things here to the VBAC Link. And, you know, hopefully we've got some really great plans coming up in the future. And I'm hoping that I can continue, you know, alongside with you too and make guest appearances here and there. Like Julie said, like, probably will never really get rid of me, but yeah, I'm still going to be here. So I still am going to be, yeah, you know, I'm still going to have an inbox. I'm still going to be running the company. So yeah, I'm not going away totally.
She's the CEO behind the curtain.
Yes, the CEO. Yes. Yes. Title wise, man, guys, I am like crying, running slobby nose. Yeah, still running, you know, as the co-owner of the VBAC Link or the owner of the VBAC Link and the CEO. And yeah, so I'm still going to be here. Still going to be around. You just won't be hearing me as much or seeing me. But you haven't seen me really for a while because I stepped away. I am unlike Lily. I do not love the internet. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, me and the internet are best friends. And I remember, like, first starting, and, like, I remember the first time I, like, made a video response to a Q&A, and I was like, is this allowed? Am I allowed to put my face on this? Like, is this professional? And now all I do is talk to people on our spaces and put videos up or do lives while my kids are car napping.
Yep. And here, yeah. And now you're going to literally be talking to hundreds more people. Sharing beautiful stories. Okay, should I end with this letter? I'm just gonna read it, you guys. I'm a mess. I gotta find it even. Okay, you guys ready? Should I do it? Okay, here we go. I'm really shy. I'm like crying so much, and my nose is all runny. And okay, all right. So here's my letter that I wrote. Says, while the pod, or sorry, says, dear beautiful women of strength. I'm already feeling it. Since 2018, you have been such an incredible part of my life. I cannot begin to express the depth of gratitude. I feel as I reflect on the journey, which I have been reflecting a lot lately. From the very beginning, this community has been filled with strength, vulnerability, courage, and above all, love. It has been one of the greatest joys of my life. Gosh, sorry guys. To connect with thousands of women, to hear and share your stories, to record hundreds of podcasts, episodes, and to witness the powerful support that you continually give to one another. Watching this community is just incredible, and watching it grow from the ground up, it is something so deeply meaningful. It has been nothing short of extraordinary. It's hard for me to imagine my life without the podcast being in as such a central part of it. It's been woven into my days and in my heart. And it's honestly been one of my purposes for so many years. While the podcast may not be in my daily life the same way moving forward from after today, I will always cherish the memories and the connections made. You have all touched my life in ways I will never forget and I can never explain. I want you to know that I'm not going anywhere completely. Just like she said, or going away, I should say, completely, just like they were saying. I'll still be here with the VBAC Link in other ways, and I'm so grateful for your continued love and support as this journey continues to evolve. I also want to share how much I have faith in what's to come. Lily and Paige will continue to bring fantastic content to you guys, Women of Strength, I promise you this. They're going to bring their passion, their voices, and their hearts, and they're going to serve this community beautifully. And Ashley, who I absolutely adore, she'll also be supporting you guys from behind the scenes. She's going to be in your inboxes, so make sure that if you're not subscribed yet,
to subscribe to the podcast and the emails, because I promise you, you're going to also want to hear from Ashley. I'm going to miss you all so much. Truly. I'm going to miss talking to you, seeing your faces, hearing your stories, your wins. Thank you for walking this road with me. For showing up with your whole heart and making the VBAC Link what it is today. We literally could not have done this without you. I'm endlessly grateful for each and every single one of you. And I love you so much. And for now, I will just say see you later, because I won't be back as the host. But I'll come on here and there and get to sit and chat and converse and hear all the things. So anyway, I love you, Women of Strength. I'm sorry for completely blobbing and sniffing and just being a mess. And I don't even know if you can understand what I'm saying, because sometimes when I cry, I just feel like I mumble. But I love you all so much. And Paige and Lily, I want to thank you for continuing this podcast. I was talking to my dad the other night at my daughter's soccer game, and I was telling him that this was coming up, that us recording. And I started getting emotional as I was talking to him, and he's like, "You're just quitting? Like, you're just shutting it down?" And I was like, No. I was like, because I said I was doing my goodbye episode. And he freaked out, and he said, You can't let this stop. And I said, don't worry, Dad. I've got Lily and Paige to continue it on. And he was like, oh, good. He's like, this community needs more episodes. And I was like, yeah. Like, my dad even has listened to this episode, to this podcast. So he knows that this community is special to me, and was very happy to hear that I wasn't just stopping the podcast. And, you know, when I started reflecting on where I was at and my new journey that I needed to take, the consideration of stopping was there for a split second of just like, maybe we'll just stop here. You know, it's been a really great run. And it was like, so immediate. No, that's not the right choice. And then just over time, Lily and Paige, I've told them this, like, I was like secretly like watching and like thinking about things in the background. And it was quite a while ago. It was freezing outside. It was winter time, and I was all bundled up walking in the neighborhood, and it like came to me, and then it just kept coming to me. And so for you guys to accept this role as the host of the VBAC Link is so relieving to me and exciting to me. And I cannot thank you two enough for continuing this journey and sharing these beautiful stories and information to these beautiful women of strength, because without you, literally, I don't know what I would have done, you know. So, really, I appreciate you guys so much. Okay.
Love you.
I love you back.
I told my hairstylist that today, because you called when I was getting my hair foiled. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, I don't think there's a boss in the world that I've ever said I love you to when they hang up. But I do love you, because you were like, bye, I love you, I'll see you tonight. Bye, I love you too.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Oh, I mean, really, it's so weird. I know that's like so weird. Like, you guys, I don't really know this community, but I love this community. And I say that, and I truly mean it from the deepest part of my heart. And I mean it when I say it to you guys too. Like, I don't see the VBAC Link as like anything really more than a family. Like, we are a family. And I love you guys. Like, I cannot think of anything else but I love you. And so, yeah, that is maybe a little bit more unique. I don't know how many, like, people say that to their bosses, but, or maybe their bosses say that to their employees. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's inappropriate. I don't know, but I love you. I love you so much. And I truly am so grateful for you and excited. I'm so excited. This community, you guys, you don't even know. You don't, buckle up. It's like, get ready. It's, you're going to be so touched and motivated. And there's just going to be this new shift and new vibe that I think I probably wasn't bringing anymore. Like, that's how I feel. And so I'm honored. I'm honored that you guys get to step into this role.
We're ready. We're excited. Our minds are buzzing. And
I know they are. I like, we have a text thread and emails, and I, you guys, I see all these ideas. And like I said, you remind me of Julie and I years ago. You remind me, you know what I should have done is like flown you both here and taken you for chocolate cake. That's what I should have done. And I could have never had a spreadsheet like Julie, as she said, like if I would have known you, I don't think I would have brought a spreadsheet, but like, I should have taken you guys for chocolate cake. That's what I should have done.
But we'll get chocolate cake someday soon.
Maybe. Yes. Yes. Right now I'm sending you virtual chocolate cake.
And you're eating cookies, so that's kind of close.
I did just eat a chocolate cookie, you guys, for real. There was like a chocolate, like Oreo type cookie in this, and that was the first one I ate. But yeah, you guys, so excited. Thank you again. And again, thanks for these sweet surprises and the stats and getting Julie to write me and all of it. It just, it's been a wonderful hour.
We love you.
Would you like to be a guest on the podcast? Head over to thevbacklink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbacklink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
I am so excited to share with you that Needed just relaunched their stress support this October. Whether you just had your baby or you are juggling all the things in life, your nervous system could use some love. Needed Stress Support is a clinical strength blend of 6 powerful herbs, adaptogens, and nervines, traditionally used to support mood, energy, hormone balance, and overall well-being. It's designed specifically for women at every stage of life, except for pregnancy. Feel more balanced, more energized, and more you, and get 20% off your first order at thisisneeded.com and use code VBAC, VBAC at checkout. Okay, let's get into today's episode.